Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to talk about, Steve, to whom much is given, much is required. And I've just been kind of carrying that a lot here lately, just simply because I've just been in awe of all the things that the Lord has personally, blessed me with. I've said this before, and I say this humbly. I just say that, God doesn't have to do another thing, for me. I want to be able to do the best that I can to live a life of thank you to him. And I've just been caught up in just how good God is. Mm-hmm. We can get so distracted by all the shiny objects, and we have a lot of them in America. There's a lot of shiny objects that will get us to focus on insignificant things or just things that don't matter. And before you know it, we're failing to live in the awe of God, of just we've taken things for granted, if you will. And we just got to sit back and say, God, you're amazing. And I want to live a life of gratitude and express my appreciation, thankfulness for all that you've done. It's amazing. The scriptures say, enter his courts with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. And it's a great way to start your prayer time with God, because typically what I have found, and I think others have found, is as you express gratitude and appreciation and thanksgiving to the Lord, this overwhelming sense of just faith and just love and adoration just kind of swells your heart, and it just kind of overflows into just giving him praise and praying for other people and other things and seeing his kingdom expand, because we're just so appreciative of him and what he's done. And so it causes me to think about how we can be a good steward, if you will, a good manager of the life that God has given us. When you think about life, everyone is born with nothing. You just, naked you come into the world and naked you go out. But throughout life, you will have different things that the Lord will allow for you to possess, things that will go through your hands, if you will. And although we're not responsible for everything, we are responsible for the things that God entrusts to us. I mean, we have the ability to learn, to ask questions, to observe, take notes, and God gives it within us. He gives us the ability to be able to exercise our own will. We have the ability to choose, and we make all kinds of decisions every day. And we need to be able to look at and saying, what are the decisions am I making? How is this affecting me, my family, my church, God, the kingdom, other people? And I think for many, Steve, they're sitting on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. They're waiting to kind of get in the game. Life is passing by, things are happening, and it's like, one day I'm going to get involved. One day I'm going to do something, and they'll be thinking about it, but they're just kind of waiting to get in the game. Then you have other people that they're not just waiting. They're just watching it. They're content to just sit back and just see play after play and score point and watch other people do it. They're not in it, but they enjoy watching other people do it. And then there's some people that don't even know a game is even being played at all. And the weird thing at all, that this is not a game. This is for real. This is not a movie. It's called life. Then there's those who are actually in the game. They're actually engaged in this thing called life, and it's not passing them by. They're actually going through it. They're living not on accident, but they're living on purpose. They're not arriving to a destination by happenstance, but they're arriving to a destination because they've sought God for vision. They sought God for perspective. They prayerfully are working with God, if you will, navigating through the circumstances and the trials and the pitfalls so that they can live this life for God's glory. Because I think about eternity, and I think about when we all stand before God, I think that, it's many things that kind of cross my mind, but you're not going to have anything to stand behind. You know what I mean? You're not going to, it's just going to be you alone before God. And the only thing that you're going to be able to bring him is a life of worship. Like, what did we do with our life? Like, we're bringing to him a life of worship, and I want it to be something that's good,
mm-hmm.
you know? And oftentimes, I have had this conversation with people. I was an intern at a chaplain at LSU Medical Center, so I've had the opportunity to be at many deathbeds, unfortunately, and to pray with people as they are slipping, you know, from this life. And I've had a chance to pray with many, many, many. And what I found out is that during this process, people really only have two regrets. They one is that I wish I would have done more for my family because I'm getting ready to leave them. And Steve, they say, I wish I would have known God because I'm getting ready to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had the opportunity to lead many of those people to the Lord at that time as well, which has been, you know, really amazing, you know, thing. But if we would take ownership and recognize early on that, you know, God's given us this amazing mm-hmm. life, and he wants us to be able to be a good manager of life. We can manage ourselves personally with God's right guidance and direction. We have a family that we could help lead and guide and teach and instruct and be an example to. Maybe God's given us a ministry. And if you're a Christian, by the way, you're in the ministry. God's given us the ministry of reconciliation. You know, everything that we do, ministry means servant. That's all it means. We can all serve and do something for God. So you're in the ministry. And our possessions, what are we doing with them? But in terms of our life, we can look at six key areas, and maybe there's more, but we're going to look at six key areas that we can focus in our stewardship or in our management. And the reason why we want to do this is so that obviously that we can give God greater glory, mm-hmm. right? He has appointed us, right, to bear fruit
mm-hmm.
and fruit that will remain. And
much fruit.
Much fruit, right? Mm-hmm. And one of those areas is physically, is an area that I need to grow in, you know, in many ways. But I need to, and I think for a lot of us, you know, how we take care of ourselves physically, mm-hmm. you know, God's given us a body
mm-hmm.
that we need to function and live on this earth. And if we don't take care of that body, if we're not a good steward.
It's the only one you get.
You only get one, you only get two sets of eyes,
yep.
you know. If we don't eat properly and do the physical diet, and this is an area that I need growth in, mm-hmm. you know, for sure. But it's causing me to realize, you know, if we take care of these things today, then we can actually live longer, not for the sake of living longer, because a lot of people want to live longer. And I'm like, for what, you know,
mm-hmm.
but
right,
live
right.
longer so that we can maybe have more of an impact. Right. But if we take care of ourselves physically, we can be in really good health
yeah.
and not spend a great amount of our time just trying to take care of sicknesses and diseases and stuff that could have been avoided
mm-hmm.
because we didn't take time to really learn and put in the effort to take care of ourselves.
Yeah. You know, I've heard it said before that we spend our youth trying to get money, and then we spend our money trying to keep our health.
Wow.
As we're getting older. And it's just like, why not just spend our lives on God? And it's just like everything that we do is just like, I remember somebody once said to me, just what I had said is like, this is the only body you get.
Yeah.
Take care of it.
Yeah.
And take that time. It's like, if you see someone that, you know, has the wisdom of, hey, what did you learn in life? And I remember meeting a gentleman probably in his 80s. He said, take care of your knees because you'll miss them when they're gone.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you don't think about those things.
Pat knows that.
I think he might. Yeah. And it's just like, these are the things that you just might not necessarily think of. And it's just like, how can I take care of myself now so that I have more time to give to the Lord?
Absolutely. So another one is emotionally, you know, are we invested in taking care of ourselves that we have healthy emotions, that our disposition is not one of gloom and doom and of sadness,
wow.
but that we're emotionally healthily sound. And that we're going through life with joy, not, you know, a survival type of, you know, mentality. Our emotions are not unstable and like a roller coaster, but they're steady
mm-hmm.
because, you know, we're walking with God continually. We have relationship. We're communing. We're dialoguing with him. Another one is relationally. Our ability to relate to others, friends, family, coworkers, strangers. The person who's the cashier when you pay for your gas, being able to talk with other people and build those mm-hmm. relationships. Certainly you can't build relationships with everybody, but there are key people in your life as you navigate through work. And like I said, your neighbors and different folks like that, that you kind of cross paths with. If we become good stewards of relationship, then we will actually benefit from mm-hmm. that. You know, there's nothing more sad, I think. I mean, actually, there's a lot of things sad, but this is a sad thing. That I've been to people's funerals where they've lived 80, 85 plus years, and there's no one to be a pallbearer. They didn't invest.
To carry their casket.
Relationship, right. Yeah. With other people, and you couldn't find six people outside of family that could carry their casket when they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this life is not meant to be lived alone, but we can actually have wonderful relationship with other people, and that is, you know, mutually edifying, and that we together can do something for God and for humanity and for other people.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think about that, and it's just like, how often that we can have those surface conversations, those surface relationships with people in your daily life, whether in the workplace, you're walking somewhere and it's just like, hey, how are you? Hey, how's it going? And it never goes back to, it never goes deeper than what your name is or the weather or yeah. this weekend or Friday. And it's like, don't miss those cherishable moments to be able to have a relationship with, I mean, you think about it, there's 7 billion people on the planet.
You have Facebook, you have social yeah. media. Go find a friend.
But I'm saying the fact that the people that God has placed next to you,
sure,
your neighbor, your yes. coworker, the person that sits at the desk next to you, the person that has the locker next to you, it's just like, ask them how they're doing. Tell them how your day
Say
is.
Say hello. Smile. Yeah. Yeah. Smile.
And you'd be amazed what happens.
Yeah. It's really, you're missing out so much when, because here's the thing, so many people are just, you get in the car, race to work, and race back, and, you know, have the windows rolled up, and they don't take just a moment to say hello to a stranger, to have a casual conversation, and we miss that. And the thing is that if we're not used to talking, as Christians, as believers, if we're not used to striking up conversation with people that we don't know, yeah. how are we going to be able to introduce them to God? I mean, you know what I mean?
The
how
one
are we
that
looking?
We do know, yeah.
Because we should be looking for those divine opportunities, those subtle moments where God will give us an impression on our heart to say something to that person or to comment here because God wants us to maybe say something to them.
Yeah.
And it just changes our whole dynamic because what we're talking about right now is how we can become good managers, stewards of our life so that at the end of our life, we don't look back and say, what happened?
Right.
But we can say that with God's help, you know, and trusting in the Lord in great humility, we try to live a life that was pleasing, that was honorable to God. We've talked about physically, emotionally, relationally, and this other one, for lack of a better word, intellectually and meaning that we took time to learn. We took time to actually read. Well, doesn't mean that you're a rocket scientist or that you're super smart, but it means that we engaged ourselves in learning and expanding and wanting to actually read, you know, yeah. to find out more. And that's important because with all the technology that's available to us, we actually talked about this on the program where many people think that their intelligence is somehow connected to Google, that they think they know more than what they actually know because mm-hmm. they can actually search it on their phone real quick. But if they didn't have the ability to pick up their phone and search Google or pull out their laptop, they wouldn't know any information. And so, again, back to what God's given us, we have an amazing brain.
Yeah.
God's gifted us with the ability to understand and to learn new concepts. But if we don't exercise, and I tell my children, you got to exercise that thing. You got to use that because God gave that to you. And again, we're using it for His glory. When we get back from this break, we're going to continue this conversation with two more areas that we can focus in our life where we can give God more glory and we can become better managers and stewards of what God has entrusted to us. We're talking about how we can be good managers, good stewards of our lives. And we've been talking about some key focus areas that we could focus more on. And I feel challenged that physically, emotionally, relationally, intellectually, and the fifth one, Steve, professionally. You know, unless you're, you know, super rich, I guess. You still got to work. I mean, people, mm-hmm. you have to work. And that's when we speak professionally, we're talking about growing in your profession, whatever your job or whatever your career is. You know, we need to be good stewards in the fact that, you know, some people just go to work and work a job and they don't want to learn anything extra, or they want to invest in any kind of new skills, or even, you know, brush up on some talents. They just kind of want to do enough. And I'll tell you that as a believer, we want to do our best. We want to be able to learn as much as we can. We want to be able to grow professionally as much as we can. But why? I mean, there's always a big reason. It's not so that we can get bigger and better things for ourselves or even glory for ourselves. It's so that we can be positioned in a place where we can have greater influence for God and the kingdom. And so as you excel in your profession, whatever that may be, God's going to give you a platform. God's going to give you access. He's going to give you influence. And as he does that, then we use that access to give him more glory. Mm. And, you know, I think about the talents. I think about, you know, what did we do with the talents? Did we bury them, or did we invest them so that when the master came back, we'd actually have a return on his investment? And you think about it, God's given us everything that we need. He's positioned us. He's blessed us. He's provided for us so many ways. And there's going to be an expectation for a return on the investment. And we don't want to disappoint him. Yeah. We want to be able to say, here, this is what I've done. And he's going to know because he empowered you. But this is what we were able to do for your glory.
You know, and I think about that and all the things that you're saying. You know, you look at, I think it's in Corinthians when he says that we're going to stand before him. You know, like you're saying, we're not going to be able to stand behind anything and say, well, because of this. It's just like, no, everything that we have, everything that we did, we're going to have to answer for that. And one of the things that the Lord said to me in my abiding times that I've always kept with me, he says, live out your days before the judgment seat of Christ. Mm. You know, we were just talking about Jonathan Edwards. You know, how did that go?
Jonathan Edwards says, I resolve never to do anything which I would be ashamed to do if it was the last hour of my life.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
That, to me, it's just like that brings so many areas of my own where it's like, wow, God, that's like, I got you. I got to go back to the drawing board. It's like, okay, there's some areas I need to work on. But, you know, that's what keeps us humble. That's what keeps us at the cross and say, okay, God, you've given me this. You've revealed this to me and trusted this to me. I need your grace to be able to walk it out that glorifies you.
Sure.
What is the purpose that you brought this into my life?
Yeah. And the thing is, too, is that if you look at these key areas, these focus points, if you will, why we're doing them makes all the difference in the world. I mean, you can follow them and become a great manager for yourself in the terms of, you know, your physical health, your emotionally, relationally, intellectually, professionally for yourself, or you can do this on behalf of the Lord. What I mean by that is that you can give God more glory. You're excelling and progressing because you want to be a good manager of what God has allowed you to have. I mean, people say, well, you know, I wish I had better relationships. Well, God's given you a family. He's given you friends. He's given you neighbors. Are you investing in them? Are you treating them well? Are you loving on them? Because oftentimes we're going to get what we put into, you know, any particular area. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes we'll get more if we invest and do it in faith and in love. But the most important one I want to talk about is spiritually. Spiritually, we've talked to me because it makes sense. You're probably saying, yeah, I'm probably going to do something physically. And I'm like, yeah, I can relate to you. You know, I can probably work on my emotions. And yeah, relationally, I'm just kind of sticking to myself. No, everything that you're saying making sense. Well, if that makes sense, how much more does our spiritual relationship make sense? Our relationship with God. And I think that that's an area that sometimes we can really take for granted, especially if we've given our lives to the Lord some time ago. It's like, well, I'm already saved. I've already prayed. Well, it's a relationship. It's not like, you know, it's like the guy who got married and told his wife he loved her one time. He's like, I already told you I loved you 20 years ago when I married you. Like,
if it changes, I'll let you know.
Yeah, if it changes, I'll let you know. And it's like, no, God's called us to be in a relationship with him. And there's ways that we can grow on our journey. You know, we grow in prayer. We grow in our obedience. We grow in our love for God. and our love for God. We grow in our love for others. And as we're engaged in this process, in this journey of building a relationship with the Lord, learning of his ways, we grow. Mm-hmm. We grow. And what happens is that we actually begin to start moving in the direction that, that God leads us in. And the things that burden his heart actually become our burdens. And so God's given us the Holy Spirit. He's given us mm-hmm. Jesus, his son. He's forgiven us of our sins. He's given us the word of God. He's given us those that live in America, a free country where it is still today legal to be a Christian. And we mm-hmm. have the freedom of speech that we can share the gospel. We have been blessed and equipped. Even the Bible tells us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, we've been given, afforded all these opportunities. And so we need to be able to invest them in them. And I just keep hearing over and over again in my spirit, you know, to whom much is given, much is required. And you can do that. You can begin today to say, you know, I want to evaluate my life. You got me thinking here, and I need to be able to be a good manager. Maybe some of the reasons why things are just not going the way you expected them to go, or they've kind of fallen apart, or you got kind of stuck in a rut, if you will, is because maybe you've let go of the wheel. You stopped managing. You stopped seeking God for direction and wisdom and guidance. Listen, you can avoid that. You can change that. It's called repentance. It's called, you know what, acknowledging it before God and saying, God, I've done my own way. I've just been living half-heartedly, not like I'm going to see you one day. And you can ask him to forgive you, and he'll forgive you of your sins, and you can begin to make a change. You could say, God, for whatever life I have left on this earth, I want to live it to the fullest, and I want to live it for your glory. Listen, as we close out today in our program, we want to pray for you. We want to pray that God will just move on your life. Father, Lord, we just thank you, God, for this amazing opportunity, Lord, called life. Lord, you've given us breath, Lord. You've blessed us with every single blessing we could imagine. Help us to seize the moment, God. Help us not to waste days and months and years of our life, not paying attention to what you've freely made available. Help us to seize the moment, Lord, where we can walk in true intimacy with you, God, and that we can obey your word and we can do what you've called us to do. This life is but a vapor, and we'll spend eternity with you. Help us to avoid tomorrow's regrets today by walking this life out with you and for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.